Oh yeah, no. Yeah, this doesn't. Nope. This doesn't really age all that well.
Yeah, there's no way I could be riding in the car bumping this right
man,
now.
Man, early 2000s you were, though.
Oh, definitely.
But in now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Early 2000s, I definitely was.
Now, Cornball Patrol would pull you right over for...
Like, what is that? Turn that crap down.
Turn that down. So we are, our next question today is based on today, 1996, on this day in 1996, Wannabe by Spice Girls came out. So we were looking for songs as next question, an annoying song, but got into your head, couldn't get out of your head. So that one, somebody brought up any song by Nelly, and that one definitely gets in your head, because it's going to be in my head for the rest of the time, but man, not great. So we're talking about Daryl Morey as the Sixers offseason winds down. We will hear from Paul George in a minute on Philly fans, on the story Dr. J told him, and something about his number, and something that Paul George said that I think is going to make him popular at the WIP afternoon show. We're talking about Morey, and I am looking for at least one person to just say, you were wrong about Daryl Morey. He has done a good job. There's been a lot of questioning of this guy over the last few years, and it has all been purposeful in this offseason. He killed it this offseason. Mm-hmm. He has done a good job. Just say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. He is at the same level of as a Howie Roseman. He is at the same level as a Dave Dombrowski.
He's not at the same level as those guys.
He is.
Is there any way to admit he's had a good offseason without having to apologize?
Yes. Here's what I'll take.
Okay.
I was wrong. He's had a good offseason.
Okay.
No apology. I will do it. Sans apology if somebody wants it. You don't need to embarrass yourself and say you're sorry, even though it is a very, manly thing to do. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. Just say you were wrong. A lot of people were doubting the plan. They were doubting his moves over the last couple of years. I will do it without the apology.
Okay. You can admit that you were wrong if you were wrong about it.
If you were wrong about it. That's all. That's all. 215-592-9494. We'll hear from Paul George in a moment.
Probably have a good dinner coming up tonight. So
yeah, it sounds like it. Steve in Bristol.
One would only hope.
Steve.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm actually on the job as well, so I'm sorry
okay.
I didn't hear
it's
you
okay.
at first.
It's all right. It's all right. You're on WIP though. You're on the radio right now.
Here we are. Okay, thank you very much. I just want to call and say, I'm pretty much with you guys. I do. I wasn't too upset with Morey, but yeah, I didn't give him credit for a lot of things, and now it's starting to look better.
There we go. I appreciate that, Steve.
There's one thing I don't like, and you guys are going to hate me for this one, but I'm not a big MB fan. I would have liked to have seen him get a good package for him, but that's me. That's me.
You started so strong.
But I do believe the pieces he just got. You have Embiid. Granted, he is a good player, not a big fan. Maxey's playing damn good. I love the kid. I love his personality. Martin and...
Caleb Martin, Eric Gordon, Kelly Oubre. Yep. Andre Drummond.
Gordon.
Yep.
Oubre being re-signed. All that. Those pieces, I think, it's going to be like a fine woven rope because they're going to be strong.
There you go. I like it. There you go, Steve.
I think the pieces are... They're really good.
Steve.
I'm kind of happy.
Good.
I said I'm kind of happy.
It's okay. You can't get all the way there, but that's okay. Beggars can't be choosers.
Now, with you guys saying Barkley didn't belong in that video, I'm telling you what. That man is so happy to be here, and that's why he did it. He is happy to be in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It does seem like
he is. I didn't say he didn't belong in the video. I just said I wonder what could he – I just don't know. How can he talk about playing in the city of Philadelphia when he hasn't played here yet?
Well, the good thing is it's all been roses.
He'd be so happy to be here. He might have paid to get in that video.
Well, he certainly got the money for it at this point. Yeah. Hey,
exactly.
Steve.
He got the money for it.
Steve, next question. What is an annoying song that gets in your head? You can't get it out of your head.
B-52s. Love Shack.
Oh, Love Shack is incredibly annoying.
Love Shack.
Baby.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Okay,
Love Shack, Baby Love Shack. Yeah. It's an insanely annoying song. Very big hit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a B-52s guy here. Very, very big hit. Very, very annoying. Incredibly annoying.
Did not know who sang the song.
Oh, yeah. But you recognize the song.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you would or not.
Oh, yeah.
So before we get to the Paul George quote, the Twitter poll, who's the better GM, Howie or Daryl Morey, as Jack... just railroads me again on the Twitter question. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Marks-Jewelers.com. Howie with 95% of the vote. So that is not surprising.
Yeah, and it's a little unfair to Daryl Morey to phrase the question the way that you did,
Jack. That's what Jack does.
It's a little unfair.
It's actually not that unfair. You kind of look at the two.
Well, Spike, you're the one who's saying Daryl Morey deserves to be right there with Howie Roy.
And I do.
That's a totally different class.
I think we have underrated Daryl, and we have, to an extent, overrated Howie. It's that every move that Howie makes, it's like Howie season. It's like he signed Devin White. Any team in the NFL could have signed Devin White for 1 year, and everybody's like, he did it again.
Till he turns into a Pro Bowl linebacker this year. Then what?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
They've had such great success at signing free agent linebackers.
Yes.
It's really been one of the strengths of this team.
Howie season, we got Nolan Smith, too. It was Howie season, we got Jalen Reagor. There's a lot
Jordan
of Howie
Davis.
Season. Yeah. Yeah. Howie season, we tried to
Jordan
trade for
Davis.
Deshaun Watson.
He's a starter.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. So...
Now you want to start ripping Howie.
I do think he's more lucky than great. But yes, he's
you know, every good GM has strokes of
luck. Well, yeah, I mean, listen, Morey got lucky the Clippers didn't offer the fourth year.
Yes. Well, he tried to trade for Bynum. He got lucky he didn't trade for Andrew Bynum when he was with the Rockets. It happens, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I wish there was a general manager somewhere that had 100% hit rate on all these things, but there isn't. So Paul George has his own podcast. It's called Podcast P. Honestly, when I listened to the brand new one that came out this morning, it was the first time I'd ever listened to the podcast. It's pretty good for an NBA player podcast. Most of those are a very stiff host who awkwardly asks the guy questions that he doesn't want to answer. Mm-hmm. But they all sound like they're having a good time. Paul George sounds like he's being pretty honest. So,
do you think he could get hired by the Lakers to be their head coach?
Who, Paul George?
Yeah,
he's got
to the podcast.
A good podcast. That's all you need to become Lakers head coach, is to have a good podcast. It's not like you just got to have LeBron on it once.
Right.
So Paul George revealed that his number is going to be 8 in honor of one Kobe Bryant, which is exactly what you requested. You wanted 8 or 24, right?
Well, we knew he couldn't get 24.
24, right? Yeah. So,
and I think they should have unretired 13.
Okay. Just shut up, man.
But here's what he said about choosing number 8.
When you look at that jersey, like, this is who I'm putting it on for. So, like, I wanted that moment of just being able to be, like, hold myself accountable. Like,
I tell you this, Kobe would be proud.
I hope so.
He'd be you can't go wrong with number 8. Like, yeah. you can't go
Kobe
wrong.
Kobe would be proud.
Like, 8 is 8.
8 is 8. Like, 8 is a special number, man.
I like this. This is nice. 8, Eric. Woo, this is good.
Big Kobe.
Kobe, dog.
So he said he wants to hold himself accountable, which I think needs to go on the soundboard. And every time he has a bad game, Jack will play it as he holds himself accountable. That's
wrong
why he picked
thing
it.
To say, yep. PG. Wrong thing
well,
to say.
Well, right thing to say for us. At least
we need that accountability, just accountability.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you approve? You approve?
Of course I approve. Of course I approve. I mean, yeah, you just hope there's a newfound, or he refines that killer instinct.
Paul George. Yeah.
Yes, Paul George.
I think there has to be some part of him
that wants to prove to people.
Yes. And maybe felt a little dead playing for the Clippers. It's hard to explain unless you've been there, but there is not an NBA team in a major city that matters less than the Clippers do.
Yeah.
And it must feel terrible to be in a city that is passionate about the NBA, passionate about the Lakers, but nobody cares about your team.
Well, what about the Nets?
And you, having lived in New York, there are certainly more people in the New York metro area that care about the Nets than Los Angeles that care about the Clippers.
Clippers, right.
And I think it's because of New Jersey. I think it's because the Nets were in New Jersey, and there's a lot of people who were New Jersey Nets fans who have kept.
Yeah.
The Clippers, it just feels like a... It must just feel like nothing. And then when the best player on your team is a very quiet weirdo in Kawhi Leonard, I wonder what that was like for Paul George. Not to make excuses for him, but I think that if he does have that killer instinct that he had at one point, playing in an atmosphere like this.
He hasn't experienced this.
Yeah, this will be exciting for him.
Yes, this he hasn't experienced this. And I can see where this fan base can re-energize him and rejuvenate the love for the game of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because like you said, you're out there, you're at home, It's you're the little brother to the Lakers. You're playing in their building. You have to cover up their banners at your home game. Like you feel like you're not even at home. It's like a neighbor.
Statue of the other guy's player outside. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's just weird. It's just weird.
Yeah, this will feel like he'll know what it feels like. Well, not, since he left Indiana, and certainly they were all about their teams. They're the Pacers, the Colts, what have you. He's going to know what it feels like to be in a real live sports town.
This is that for sure. So one of the people that was in the meeting, you know, it was Josh Harris, David Blitzer, Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, Peter Dinwiddie, and Dr. J. Mm-hmm. And Paul George told the story of Dr. J's sell job on Paul George. And I got to give Dr. J credit. This sounds amazing. Go ahead.
I want to ask you, what did Dr. J say to you in this meet?
Nah, Dr. J had a dope intro and like just story, right?
What's the story?
So he brought up, you know, how he joined the team. They ended up getting to the championship, lost one, got to the championship again, lost, got to the championship again, lost.
Damn.
Then he was like, you know, like we just can't get over the hump. Then they go ahead and trade for Moses Malone, and they win it. And he was like, that was the missing piece.
Mm. Moses Malone.
Oh, that's good.
He was like, P?
I'm sold.
You the missing piece.
You the missing piece.
Good job by Dr. J. Mm. Turning Paul George into Moses Malone might be a stretch, but but when called upon to lure a high-level free agent to Philadelphia, Dr. J answered that call. And, you know, Jack might say all the time he was overrated, he couldn't shoot, you know, that it really...
Never said that.
Well, you might have said that over and over again, but when it came for him to hit the big shot in free agency, Dr. J did it. So, that's a great story.
Oh, no, it certainly is, and you need someone like a Dr. J to be present, that
an ambassador.
Paul George can, you know, respect the fact that you're bringing out a legend of the game. Who's made this trip to come out here to help sort of sell you on what it would mean to come to Philadelphia. So, you know, no, I think that is cool, man. And the fact that, you know, they could have easily brought AI or this thing. They brought Dr. J.
Yeah.
Brought Dr. J.
And he delivered.
Yeah.
He delivered. So.
As only Dr. J could.
Final clip. They did ask him, he did talk about Philadelphia fans and what it would be like here. And here's what he said.
Was there anything that you learned about Philadelphia in that meeting? Like, did they share anything with you that you were like, oh, I didn't know that?
They have some of the best golf courses.
I was just going to say.
Come on.
I didn't know
what they say about the golf.
Yeah.
Come on.
They got some of the nicest courses out there. But I think it was just more so like putting a stamp on how passionate the fans are there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they can be rowdy. They can, you know, I've heard the stories of, you know, them getting on their players or whatever like that. But you know, that's good pressure. You know, that's pressure that you want. You know, Indy was kind of like that. But it lit a fire under you to play better and be better. So, you know, that was, you know, I guess people would be scared of that. But, you know, it was kind of reassuring that, like, they care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to win, and that's, I want to win. So, you know, I was just looking forward to it.
That's a good answer.
Great answer.
Good answer, saying that he actually reassured him that the fans are the way they are and they're passionate the way. I think, look, who knows how he'll react when he's in the middle of it, and everybody loves this place when things are going well, and, you know, it changes a lot when they're not. But I do think that there will be a part of him that is energized. You know, he played in Oklahoma City. Those are good crowds, too. Mm-hmm. He went from Indiana, good crowds, Oklahoma City, great crowds, yep, to the Clippers, where literally nobody cares.
Yep.
It's an arena full of people who could not get Laker tickets. That's really who you're playing for.
Yeah.
So, and when we did our road trip last year, there were 250, writes Ricky Sanchez, people. We made more noise than the other 18,000 people cheering for the Clippers. So I'm sure he'll be excited to be here. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. It'll make for exciting games early in the season.
Yes.
It'll be a team that, you know, the fan base is trying to get to know.
Because remember last year, remember the start of the seasons. Last year, we had a start of a season with James Harden mm-hmm. basically refusing to play. Mm-hmm. The year before, we had a start of the season with Ben Simmons refusing to play. Mm-hmm. Sort of threw a damper on the beginning of both of those seasons. And the juice that I think that we're going to get out of this season, the beginning of it, is something that if they capitalize and come to camp serious, they could really, it could be a wave they ride on a little
Need
bit.
Need the Celtics opening night.
Oh. Or the Knicks.
You want the C's on the opening night?
Well, the C's probably get a home game because they probably get
their ring. Opening night will be at home.
All right, I'll take the Knicks.
I'll take the Knicks.
I'll take the Knicks on opening night.
Yeah, I'll take the Knicks.
I'll take the Knicks.
Or maybe the Nuggets. Take a little Jokic, Embiid versus Jokic.
Probably not too early for that matchup.
Yeah, come on. We'll get that one.
They'll do that on Christmas.
Yeah. So that's
should get a Christmas Day game this year.
Yeah,
they didn't get one last year.
Well, they didn't deserve one last year.
Right.
Yeah. Joel in Coatesville, or Joel in Coatesville. Which one is it? You're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Joel or Joel?
Joel.
Joel. There we go. All right, okay. What's up?
Yeah. So we got to give our props to Daryl Morey, right? There's only so much he can do with that Tobias Harris contract. Mm-hmm. So it was like Tobias was keeping a star from us in a way, right?
I agree.
Yeah. And first, I want to say, whoever said that we should have got Tyree Halliburton, you're wrong. That would not have worked out with him and Tyrese. That's a bad.
Are we losing?
Why do you think it's bad?
Go ahead. Say again. You went out for a second there, Joel.
Oh, why do I think it's bad?
Yeah.
Because we already have two guards, right?
Well, one's a true point guard. The other one is not a true point guard.
Okay, you can say that. But I feel like people forget how good Paul George can be. His defense is amazing. He has some off nights, okay, but when he's up there, he's up there. And I really like him as a pick. It fills our team out. It gives us better defense. And that Caleb Martin pick, I absolutely love. I think we should start him at the four. And he plays really good in the playoffs. And I think our team is set. I think we go to the conference finals and see what happens there.
Your lips to God's ears. I would take a conference finals trip. Joel, next question.
We all would.
What is what's an annoying song that got in your head?
Don't stop believing.
That's not an annoying song.
Nah, I can't. It's annoying to me, man.
Oh. Journey?
It's stuck in my head, but it's annoying, man.
Oh, all right, Joel. He's not going to win.
I actually like that song.
Yeah, Don't Stop Believing is not an annoying song. That doesn't qualify, does it, Jack?
No, but it is a little annoying at weddings.
Yes, but that's people making it annoying, not the song.
How's it not a qualify? Just because it's not annoying to you doesn't mean
that. It's like we picked the winner. I think, there's three of us. He's not going to vote for it. I'm not going to vote for it.
I'm not voting for it either.
Okay, so there, he's not going to win. I appreciate it.
I actually like the song.
Yeah, it's a great tune. Yes. And I always think...
What movie?
Well, you're thinking of Sopranos.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of, yes.
And also, I think... Now, look, it doesn't have to be, but I always think that the annoying song that gets in your head has to be something that is repeated over and over again. Don't Stop Believin' he actually doesn't say it until I think 2.5 minutes into the song.
Yeah, there's a build up to it.
It's a build up to it. It's not like an earworm sort of thing. It's not something that gets in your head and you can't get it out of your head because it's annoying.
Is that what an earworm is?
Earworm. Yeah, earworm is something that gets in your head that you can't get out.
Never heard that.
You never heard of earworm?
No.
Oh, well, there we go. Yeah, have you? You're both laughing at me, Jack. Have you heard earworm?
I was gonna make a joke, but
oh no. Well, now you have
to. I'm trying to decide. Isn't that what RFK has?
An earworm.
He has RFK Jr. has the worm. He has a worm in his brain.
Does he? Is that why? Oh, really?
There's something going on. Yeah.
Really? Is that why the talks the way he does?
I don't know. There's some report on it
that RFK Jr. has a worm in his brain.
Yeah. Look it up in the break.
Okay. Something tells me you got.
So I could
misinfo'd.
Be wrong. Could be wrong. Yeah. Getting that one out there.
You got Facebook grandpa.
Put it out there. Put it out there
that RFK Jr. has a worm in his head.
WIP reporting.
Yeah. See, I made you say it, and so that's on me. You knew you shouldn't say it, but I made you. So it's on me. Speaking of on me, Mount Rushmore returns. So a Mount Rushmore at 4 o'clock coming up next. This Mount Rushmore is the Mount Rushmore of things that make me insane living in the suburbs. There are things that turn me into a raging maniac. Living in the suburbs. I do like living in the suburbs, but the Mount Rushmore is the things that I don't
love
like.
Love the suburbs.
Love the suburbs, but I think I think I might go 4 for 4 with these. With
okay.
You. I think I might go 4 for 4.
All
so
right.
That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.